county officials wrongfully paid thousands of dollars a year for over a decade? Where was Cindy Byrd? As deputy state auditor, she was in charge of those county audits. But instead of stopping the abuse, Byrd's been raising campaign cash from the same officials she's responsible for auditing, a clear breach of ethics. You have a better choice. Charlie Prater, conservative, 40-year CPA from the private sector. Charlie will root out corruption and never compromise his integrity. Paid for by Charlie Prater for state auditor.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Whether it's breaking news, severe weather, or
red alert traffic advisories
you're looking for, we now have a better way for you to get this information no matter where you are. The KRMG App 2.0 is here.
Powered by Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow.
It's faster, better looking, and more customizable. Download or update the KRMG app today.
This is Union Redskins football.
Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm, and Red Butt Physical Therapy.
On News 102.3 KRMG.
Namath back to pass. Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the
first. I am the king!
Down the left field line. Is it enough?
And he wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
The last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe it?
Quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Good evening from Broken Arrow's Memorial Stadium as Union and the Broken Arrow Tigers, number 1 and 2 in the state, get underway. The kickoff has already happened. Union now first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, moving from left to right. Snap to Peyton Thompson, and already on the very first play of the game, a flag. I'm Rick Corey, joined as usual by Zach Jones on the field, Doc Blevins, and Richard Johns here with us as well. This is going to be a motion penalty, and Zach, we saw plenty of that, a time penalty. We saw plenty of issues last year in these kind of situations, and it's the one thing Kirk Frederick told me on Thursday he wants to clean up. Union right back to it, but now it's first and 15 from their own 15-yard line, heading left to right. Once again, in the shotgun, Thompson rolls to his left, looks, he has time. Now he fires. That ball is incomplete, in and out of the hands right there of Braden White at about the 20-yard line, so it will be second down and 15.
Well, that's something you want to come into the season. Last year we saw Peyton coming into the season. It was a little bit rusty. I mean, he never started a snap for the Union Redskins and kind of got off to a slow start, but we'll see how it goes this year.
So second and 15 now from their own 15-yard line for a Union. Once again on the left or the right hash mark, moving left to right. Thompson back again, but this time he hands off to Darius Boone, and he pushes his way across the 15 to around the 17-yard line. It's only about 2 yards there. Once again, several guys on the tackle. Bryce Mitiota, who we talked an awful lot about last year in these games, one of the guys in there on that tackle, also Colton Collier. So it's going to be third down and 14 for Union now from their own 16-yard line, just underway. No score here at Broken Arrows Memorial Stadium. The Redskins need the 30-yard line for the first down. Thompson with four receivers, two to either side, tight end, split out wide to the right. Now Boone goes in motion to the right. Thompson throws quickly to Darius, makes the catch of the 15, goes across the 20, and that's where he'll go, about the 22-yard line, and he is down quickly. Tackle in there very fast by Miles Slusher. So that's gain of about 7. It's going to be now 4th down and 8. And one thing that was really interesting on Thursday, Zach Jones, in my meeting with Kirk Frederick, he told me they're going to go for it a lot more on 4th down this year.
I like the odds of that, really. I mean, high school football, what are the odds you're going to not pick it up? I mean, to pick up don't know what the average was last year, but I think there's enough there in the odds of the game to actually challenge the team and go for it. I like that.
Slusher will be back deep. Union now punting from their own 22-yard line. The kick is going to be well off the right foot. Oh, that's just not a very good kick at all. That kick coming from Stephon Forbes, and he hit it poorly. That's going to go just across. Looks like the 35, 36-yard line. Now they're still walking, and they're going to mark it right at the 40-yard line. So that's a kick of under 20 yards, and Broken Arrow will flip this thing around, and they'll have first and 10 from the 40-yard line of Union. No score, and here come the Tigers for their first possession. Inexperienced in most of their positions, and especially at the quarterback slot, two move-ins. But, of course, they have that big dog, Noah Cortez, at the tailback slot, and that is all you really need.
Cortez played havoc last year, which was just all over the field. He ran the ball well, caught the ball out of the backfield well. Kid's an athlete. He's one to watch for sure.
Robards is going to be the starting quarterback here. He's backed up by Logan Matthews. Again, both these guys are move-ins. So from their own 40-yard line, pardon me, from Union's 40-yard line, on the left hash, moving from right to left, it is first and 10, Broken Arrow. They'll shift the tight end to the right side. Fake handoff, now back to pass. That is going to be flung to the right side, and it is well short as Robards was hit as he let that thing go. The guy that got back there to him was Nick Jones, who had a good end of the year last year, so it'll be second and 10 for Broken Arrow.
Nick Jones and Darius Murdoch, some things we were used to seeing last year. That's awesome to come out really early in the season and just kind of get back and put some pressure down. So I think that's one of the things that the Redskins are going to have to do is continue to put some pressure on these offenses.
And one of the things you're going to see is you might see a couple of guys playing defense like Elijah Tomlin play some offense. All right, back to it now for Broken Arrow, second and 10 from the Union 40-yard line. Tate Robards, the quarterback. He will hand this time to Noah Cortez. He's got a lot of room at the 35. He's at the 30, 25. Cortez at the 20 and pushed out of bounds. JT McLeod knocked him out of bounds at the 20-yard line, but that's a 20-yard run and a first down for the Tigers. And that guy right there might just be one of the two best running backs in 6A. One of them is the guy wearing number 27 on the Union side, but Cortez is a train.
Yeah, and he gets through there. The line of scrimmage here is about a little more season this year on the BA Tigers. So there he opened up a nice gap on the right side.
And Cortez is not a little guy either. He's 5'11", or he's actually more like 6'2", 12". First and 10 now, Broken Arrow at Union's 20-yard line, just underway. No score between the two. Robards' quick flip throw to the left side. That ball is complete across the 20-yard line, down to the 15 and down inside that. Once again, that's Cortez catching it out of the backfield, and he's going to get right at 10. They're going to give him 9 3/4. McLeod pushed him out of bounds. It won't be quite enough for a first down, but it'll be 2nd and 1 for the Tigers.
Well, early in the season here, the Redskins are trying to fight outside and get that outside position. But B.A. did a really good job of setting the corner, maybe using little hands, but they got the corner set.
So it'll be 2nd and 1. No score. Broken Arrow and Union with the Tigers threatening. Now at Union's 11-yard line after taking over at the Union 40. Robards in the shotgun. Cortez set to his right. Three receivers to the right. He's going to hand to Cortez to the left, and he's going to try to bounce outside at the 10. Does have the first down. Got around the 7-yard line. He was mudged out of bound right there. Union had a pretty good group out there. Jaquan Sanders at the corner is the guy who made that stop, but it's still good for a first down. First and goal, Broken Arrow at the 7-yard line.
Yeah, it's interesting to see who's coming to play tonight. You know, we've got a couple new faces and new names. Nick Jones in there making some plays. Looks like he might have changed positions by a little bit there, but coming in strong.
So first and 10 for Broken Arrow, now at the 7 of Union. Kaiser goes far to the right. He's the guy to watch. McLeod is on him. Double tight end. Cortez the setback in the eye. Robards looks up. He's changing the play at the line of scrimmage. Union with 5 down. Robards going to turn, and he's going to hand to Cortez, and he gets stacked up, but he pushes forward. Boy, Noah Cortez got hit at the 7, but he would not go down. He pushed and got down to the 5-yard line. Panther on the final tackle. Gain of 2. 2nd and goal from the 5.
And a pretty interesting scenario here. The BA Tigers are thinking, hey, we're just going to run it down on Union, and that's something that you just don't see too often, is another offense trying to challenge that big old defensive line.
Well, it's one of the things that they said that was going to probably happen here tonight. Now, Cortez is going to come out of the game. Coming into the game, more of a scat back, a little number 15, that is Holiday. They're going to toss it to Holiday right side, and he's going to be pushed down about the, oh boy, nice job at the 4-yard line there. There's a flag behind that. The initial tackle in there by Cameron Watts, who's wearing Patrick Fields number 10, that'll
exactly
be a gain
right.
of about 1. But that flag is probably going to go against Broken Arrow. It looks like that as the Broken Arrow Tigers are walking backwards, and it will be a hold.
Yeah, it was thrown plenty early. I was thinking it was either quick motion, illegal motion, or holding there on the corner, and they did get called for the hold.
And pardon me, that was Kewon Tolbert on the carry.
I looked at that number 10, and I'm like, oh, Patrick Fields is back. Oh, wait, just kidding.
Yeah, well, you know,
we'll get to watch him. It'll just be on Saturday.
You will, but you get to watch. Now, Cameron Watts, who played awfully well last year, wants to be that guy. Now, Union, of course, has already said, and Coach said, we're not going to be as good at safety. You're losing guys, you know, like Patrick Fields and Landon Wood. You're not going to be as good at safety. But there are guys like Cameron who really think they can be that guy, and that's what they're trying to find.
Now, they played really deep at corner last year, so it'll be interesting to see who moved up to a strong free
safety. Some of those guys got moved to safety and got other places. All right, so now it's going to be second down and goal for Broken Arrow at the 19-yard line after that penalty. Three wide receivers, two to the left. Kaiser, the far-out guy. Robarts is going to fake the throw, and he's going to go over the middle, and he gets, I mean, he hammered. He just got lit up. Elijah Tomlin took him to the ground. That ball well over the head of anybody, incomplete, and so it'll be third down and goal from the 19-yard line.
Elijah came on strong and played really, really well last year, so he comes off the corner there with just a walk-up blitz and backside to the quarterback, and something really tough anyway at this level, even early season, is trying to pick up a quarterback's back shoulder. That's your hot side. You've got to see that one.
So third and goal from the 19 now for Broken Arrow. No score between the Redskins and the Tigers, one possession apiece. Kaiser goes far to the right, three receivers to the left. Tate Robards in the shotgun, standing at his own 19-yard line. Next to him, Noah Cortez. Straight back is Robards. Here comes the pressure. Firing to Kaiser, and that's incomplete. And once again, Robards got popped. I mean, he goes down and goes down hard. Union has a great defensive front. Isaiah McGuire that time put him down, and it's going to be fourth down. And now Broken Arrow from their 14-yard line, or the Union 14, will have to try the field goal.
Well, as they ran the ball really well down the field, when they got to a passing situation, the Redskins really put some pressure on the quarterback there and really didn't have anywhere to go. So maybe they felt like they could move the ball better on the ground there.
Skyler Seagraves will try the long field goal. It'll be a 31-yarder from the right hash mark. Ball set at the 21. Kaiser the holder. There's the snap. There's the kick. It's up. It's long enough, and it's good. So after taking over at the 40-yard line of Union, Broken Arrow gets at least three out of it. Score, Tigers 3, Redskins nothing. Union has the ball next. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
Like many Tulsa natives, Oklahoma's Central Credit Union charts its own course. Unlike big banks who cater to shareholders, we cater to you and your unique financial hopes and dreams. Our Oklahoma Central team will get to know you, listen to your needs, and help you chart the course to your financial goals, whether it's saving for a down payment on your first home, going to college, or ensuring that your retirement lives up to your dreams. We're here to help. Find out what makes us different at oklahomacentral.creditunion. Federally insured by NCUA.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
9:10 to go in the first period here at Broken Arrow's Memorial Stadium. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard Johns. It is Union football kickoff of 2018. The Broken Arrow Tigers now with a 3-0 lead after an 8-play drive that covered 26 yards, took them a minute and a half. Skyler Seagraves with the extra point, or with the field goal from 21 yards out. Seagraves kicks it out of the back of the end zone, and the Redskins will take it over once again, their second possession from their own 20-yard line. And Zach in possession tried to throw it first. But your best player is number 27. I think I might hand him the ball.
Yeah, we've watched that Boone kid grow and grow strong. And last year we got really excited. I started calling him the Boom because, man, the kid was just dropping the hammer. So I'm excited to see him run the ball, and we haven't seen much of it yet.
Kirk Frederick said he's about 15 pounds heavier.
That's dangerous.
He thinks that he's actually gotten a little bigger, maybe even a little faster. So first and 10 Redskins trailing 3-0. Once again, bringing them out, Peyton Thompson, three receivers for Union, two to the left, one to the right. Union again going from left to right in their all-white uniforms. Hand off to Boone up the middle, and he has nowhere to go. Darius Boone is lucky he got back to the line of scrimmage before he got stacked up. Interior of that defense for Broken Arrow just jumped up there, and the first guy there was a linebacker, Gavin Potter, second and 10.
Yeah, and I stood up there in the middle there by the big, got to make sure it's the D-lineman, not the O-lineman, Joseph Day, big nose tackle.
Second and 10 now for Union. They'll make the call and look to the sidelines. Remember, this Redskin team lost its entire receiving corps, so trying to replace A.K. Wilson and C.J. Moore and Avery Alverson, you just don't. That's all there is to it. And you don't find guys 6'4". And out there right now, you're talking about guys around 5'9". Snap to Peyton Thompson. Hands it off to Boone. Got a little hole across the 25-yard line. Darius to the 26, maybe the 27. Miles Slusher, one of the guys in there on the tackle, but that's a good 7-yard gain, and it gives Union a makeable third down and three from their own 27.
Yeah, we saw Slusher last year all over the field making plays, interceptions, and tackles. I mean, he was playing everything, and then I think he played a little offense as well, just a great athlete on that defensive side and offense.
Big down for Union, trailing 3-0. 8 minutes to go first period. They're third and three from their own 27-yard line. Snap to Peyton Thompson. He hands off to Boone, and he'll lose a yard. Once again, the guy in there was Gavin Potter. He has made three or four plays already. They lose one, go back to around their 26, and now it's fourth and four. And despite the fact we were told that they'd go for it an awful lot more, it doesn't look like right now they're going to do that.
Well, I think those are some long downs still, and haven't really kind of got the flow. And I think sometimes early season you want to really feel the flow. And so far, you know, couple mixed plays and moving backwards, I don't think they've really got the mix of it yet.
Stephon Forbes in there, his first punt around 17 yards, needs a better one right now. Miles Slusher's the guy back to return the kick. There's the snap. It's a good one. And the punt is high, but it's not very deep. It's going to cross midfield. Nope, it's actually going to bounce to the 49 and go sideways and out of bounds. Union downs it there, so it's a little better. Union will start, or Broken Arrow, pardon me, at the Union 48-yard line. But that's two possessions inside Union territory for the Tigers. And, Zach, you just can't give guys that much opportunity.
Yeah, and that's uncharacteristic for the Redskins. That's something that you usually see kind of bounce in the Redskins' way, where they control the field position. And so far they've got the ball at the 20 twice and given up to the Tigers inside the 50.
So when it's first and 10 for Broken Arrow, now we've got 7:20 to go first period. Tigers leading 3-0. They'll bring them back out. Once again, Tate Robards will have to his right Noah Cortez. He is a big old train. He's going to hand to Cortez on the left side, and he's going to mudge outside to the 48-yard line. What a great tackle! Jaquan Sanders with a just spectacular tackle and a loss of two, but there is a flag down. Now, that's thrown back by the back judge where you might see holding, but if I'm Union, I don't know that I'd take that. I might take the second and 12, but let's see what the call is first.
I think I agree.
It is against Broken Arrow.
Illegal hands, or it might have been blocking somebody in the back.
Yeah,
or something
maybe
coming
a block
around
in the back. We're gonna see if we're going to hear the call here. We do not have a ref mic feed.
Block in the back.
Yep, it is a block in the back, and Union will take it. So for the first time tonight, Broken Arrow will snap it in their own territory. It'll be first down and 24 for Broken Arrow. They're now at their own 40-yard line. 3-0 Tigers, 7:13 to go first period. Three receivers go right side. Now one, that's Matt Kaiser, is going to move back to this left side. In the shotgun once again, snap. Straight back going to Kaiser, and Kaiser's open, and he throws him, and overthrows him. Oh, boy. Tate Robards is going to want that one back. He threw that ball over the head of Matt Kaiser, who had beaten Cameron Watts, and it's going to be, fortunately, second down and around 24 for Broken Arrow, and Union escaped one there.
Yeah, that's a great out and up there by Kaiser. And the big kid usually doesn't scoot down the field, but he does when he's deceptive. He's got that big deceptive speed, and he'll lull you to sleep. And he did a great out and up and wide open.
Yeah, pardon me, that was Jaquan Sanders on the coverage. It's second down, and the board says 20, but it's longer than that. It's second around 24. Three receivers go right side for Robards. Again, Cortez, his single setback. He's going to turn and hand to Cortez, and he'll go across the 40, but not much more. Around the 41, Trey Thompson with the first contact there. Panther and Isaiah McGuire finished him off. That'll be a gain about three, and now we are looking at third and about 20 for Broken Arrow. And I don't know, but I wouldn't just throw it up to 26 again, Zach.
Yeah, I think you've got an option there. Great job there by Trey. You said he was in on the play there. Did a wonderful job of using his hands and getting off that block and really caused that one to go the wrong way.
And to me, he might be this year's Braden Spicer. So third down and 20 for Broken Arrow. They lead this 3-0, but they are now at their own 42-yard line. Robards with four receivers, three to the right, one to the left. Cortez still with him. Cortez going to swing to the left. Robards is going to fire. It's going to be caught by Kaiser, but he's not going to go down the 50. So that's going to be a gain of about eight, and it's going to bring up fourth down and about 11. But that's in Union territory at the 49-yard line. Would David Alexander gamble? Nope, he's already sent out his punter.
Wow, that's a great job there by JT McLeod. He let him make the catch and then secure the tackle. I mean, you got 20 yards to get. They picked up 10, not near enough to go for it on fourth down. So good job by the defense of holding strong.
Tyler Crawford comes on to punt. He's going to be standing at the Broken Arrow 40. It is once again Pearson. And just, yeah, how many Pearsons can you have if you're at Union? Well, this is the final one. Kyler, his brother, of course, a state championship quarterback. Kyler back around the 10-yard line. There's the snap, and it's fumbled, but he's able to pick it up and get it away. Pearson's going to have a chance, though. Fields it at the 7, makes one guy miss to the left. He's got one block coming. He's going to get outside to the 10, to the 15-yard line, and what an exciting return to around the 18-yard line. Little Kyler Pearson just would not go down. And who do you remind you of right there? A little Landon Wood?
I was going to say he looks like Landon Wood with a little bit faster, which is pretty amazing because Landon was quite quick.
So with 5:32 to go here in this first period, Union trailing 3-0, but that was a good defensive stand. The penalty helped certainly, but they did a much nicer job. And down on the field, joining us for the first time this year is Doc Blevins. Doc?
Well, it's good to be back with you guys, and I want you to know that Coach Pearson, who is Kaylor Pearson's dad, said that he is the fastest of the three boys.
Yeah, and by the way, as Doc mentions, Pearson is back with Union. He, of course, had gone up to Putnam City for a while. First and 10 for Union. They're going to hand once again to Darius Boone, and he is swallowed behind the line of scrimmage. Darius
32.
Got to around the 17-yard line before he was just eaten alive inside there. I think that was Stokes that made that play? Nope, actually, I'm sorry. That was Bryce Matiota who made the play. So it's going to be a loss of two, and it's going to be second and 12 now for Union at their own 18-yard line, desperately needing to get something going offensively. Four wide receivers for Peyton Thompson. In the shotgun, Thompson back, throws left side quickly. The ball is caught to the 20, 21-yard line, but 22, that's all it is. A.J. Green did not get an awful lot more. Pardon me, I think that was Torrey Dillard. Did not get an awful lot more. He got three, and it's going to be third down and 9.
Doc, we need a little help there. We got 32 in there for the running back. But
That's right. That's going to happen some this year. That you're seeing Elijah Tomlin. He's going to play a little linebacker and running back.
Okay.
Now third down and 8 for Union at the 22-yard line, their own 22, trailing 3-0 the Broken Arrow Tigers. Four receivers, two to either side. Pearson now in motion from left to right. Snap to Thompson. He's going to roll to his right. Peyton fires. That ball is almost intercepted and incomplete. He was trying to get it out to Torrey Dillard, and he was double covered. There was nowhere to go with that. He's fortunate it wasn't picked off, and Union will have to kick again.
Well, that was a great route. Just a setup route. Met a zone buster, and early, this is hard to hit, but his underneath route there, Jaque, sat down right in the zone, and he was locked on. Made a pretty tough throw and a great defensive battle there. So, unfortunately, nothing happening yet for Mr. Payton.
So, once again, out to kick is Stephon Forbes. Slusher will be back to return once again. Forbes standing at about his 6, and he's not hit two good ones. He needs to hit one here. This is his third kick already. The ball's a little high, and he dropped it. Forbes is going to have to hurry back to get it. Now he's going to get it and try to run. He had time to kick it, and he didn't, and it's going to be a safety. Oh, that's a poor decision by Forbes. He picked the ball up at the goal line, and Zachy had time to kick the ball, and he just didn't. He started to run. He's tackled in the end zone, and it's now 5-0 Broken Arrow, plus Union will have to kick.
Let me get this too deep. But what age is Forbes? Let's see if we can get back down there and see that.
Stephon Forbes is a junior.
Junior. So that's just a tough spot. There's so many nerves going through a punter at that place. When you get a punt deep in your own territory, the long snapper's nervous. He's got that pucker factor. The punter's nervous. It goes over your head. What do? The cat's got to pick that thing up and just get loose of it.
Well, the ball hit him in the hands. It didn't really go over his head. He just dropped it. It looked like he took his eyes off of it. And obviously he didn't want to drop it. He didn't want to commit a safety. But I know the coaches are going to look at that film and say, you should have kicked that ball away.
Yes, for sure. You can't give up easy points like that. And you always say this, you don't compound the injury, right? So you take what you can get and get loose of that thing as fast as possible.
Well, yeah, what do they say? And you're an old college quarterback. What do they say about quarterbacks? They don't win you a lot of games, but they lose you, son.
That's for sure.
Same things happen with punters. You know, you just kick the ball away, son, and that time he didn't do it. So it's 5-0 Broken Arrow now, 4:14 to go here in this first period. And, you know, both head coaches told me they wouldn't be surprised if this was 7-6 in third or fourth period. And, you know, you take a look at it now, it might be 12-10, something along those lines.
Well, and we talked about Union's going to have to rebuild that offense. And they've got the running back, but you can't make plays if you don't have the front line. We've lost some big guys up front. And then that skill position on the outside where we really just got to stretch people last year and open up the run game. So they've got a little bit of work cut out for them, but coming back with a strong quarterback, I think we can put something together.
It is Aaron Stokes back to receive this kick. Miles Slusher is with him. And a lot of times in these situations, most times, of course, college and NFL, they'll punt. But with Union, they're not going to do that. You're going to bring out Noah Rauschenberg because he's your biggest foot. There's no question. So he'll kick it from the 20-yard line. Remember, after a safety, you have to kick. So Broken Arrow will get it right back again. And the returners are sitting back around the 20-yard line, and that's giving Noah a lot of respect. There's a little bit of breeze blowing against him. Let's see how deep he gets it. 5-0, Broken Arrow, 4:14 to play first period, and they're about to get it again. Rauschenberg approaches, puts the foot to it, and it is high, and it is deep. It's going to be taken by Slusher around the 15-yard line. He's going to cut to his left. He's at the 40-yard line. He is hit there, pushes forward, still on his feet, breaks a tackle, 50, 40, 40, 35. He's going to go down to the 35-yard line. That wasn't Slusher, pardon me, that was Stokes. He was dead to rights around the 40-yard line and just wouldn't go down, broke that tackle, and he runs all the way down to Union's 37-yard line. And right now, Mr. Momentum is firmly seated in the broken arrow side.
And I was about to tell you how wonderful a job Avante did there fighting off the block. And Avante Wilkins had an outside shoulder, had him almost dead to rights making the tackle, and somehow he slipped away from it.
Now that's the 38-yard return. Now Broken Arrow's going with quarterback number two. This is going to be Quintavon Cherry at quarterback. He's going to take the snap and run to his left. That big body across the 35 down to the 33-yard line, and he is a big boy. When you say that, Cherry is 6'3", 222 at quarterback. And he just basically, it looked like he's going to take it and just run with it, a little bit like Chad President did at Tulsa. That's a gain of about four. He's knocked out of bounds. Union was able to get him with Darius Murdoch, but that's a gain of four, and it'll be second and six.
Yeah, he didn't have any. There was a called play from the get. He got the snap, took right to the sideline, and, man, is he just a big fella.
5-0, Broken Arrow with 3:33 to play in the first period. They have a second down and seven now from the Union 33. Cherry once again will roll to his right. This time he wants to throw, but he's going to run. At the 30, got the first down inside the 25. Tomlin with the tackle. Pardon me, that wasn't Tomlin. That was Joseph Nichols who made that play, but not before an 8-yard gain, and it's going to be first and goal. Or pardon me, first and 10, Broken Arrow at the Union 22.
Big boys rolling out to the right. What's the old boy's name? Byron Leftwich? That's what he looks like. Big fella, moves out well.
Yep, from Marshall. Yeah, he played for the Jacksonville Jaguars for a while. So first and 10 now for Broken Arrow. Now at the Union 22-yard line. Three receivers come left side. Cherry is still in there, a 222-pounder at quarterback. Cortez to his left. Cherry with the snap. He hands it off to Cortez. Got a lot of room on the right side. 20-yard line. Out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Might have gotten down to around the 14-yard line. He's chased out of bounds over there by Jacob Rogers. But that's another good gain of five or six. And it looks to me like now David Alexander is going to do exactly what an old offensive lineman would like to, grind it out.
Yeah, I like what they did there a little bit. Kind of lulled the Redskins to sleep, run right, run left, and they kind of faked the quarterback going left and just snuck him over with the tackle pulling.
Now at the 16-yard line of Union, already leading 5-0. Broken Arrow now a second down and four. Here he is, the quarterback. He's in the shotgun to the 20-yard line or so. Cortez set to his left. He's going to keep it again, run to his left, makes one guy miss, gets down inside the 15. So he got a gain of about three. And he made Trey Thompson miss, who's a really good tackler, at around the 22-yard line. It was cleaned up down inside by Murdoch, but that brings up third down and two. Now at the 13-yard line, we'll make it the 14 of Union.
Yeah, turn the pressure up here. You know you've got to kick it if you're inside the 20. Well, I say that, but you feel like you'd have to kick it if you're inside the 20. You can't pick up that first down here.
So they're going to take out the big guy. Cherry's going to come out. Coming back in again is going to be Tate Robards. So Robards going to go under center, double tight end, I formation. Cortez is the guy at tailback, and David Alexander just sprinted 20 yards to call a timeout. Hey, coach can still move. Did you see that?
I saw him hustling. That was nice.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break ourselves. 2:20 to go, first period, 5-0 Broken Arrow, and they have third and two when we return. This is Redskins football at KRMG.
News 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's flagship station for Union Redskins football. Catch the high-flying action with Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and Doc Blevins. Score updates, coaches' insight, and game highlights. Listen anywhere you are and stream the game live. Shout out to your favorite player with the open mic feature by downloading the KRMG app. Union High School Football, live on KRMG and KRMG.com. Powered by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm Agent, and Redbud Physical Therapy.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
2:20 to go, first period. Welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow. Third down and two for the Tigers at the Union 14-yard line. Cherry is going to take the snap. He's going to go to his right. Got a first down at the 10, the 5, and he's going to be inside that to the 3. Cherry just needed one more tackle to break the score, and he couldn't quite get there. got his leg was Michael Panther, but that's a good gain of about 9, and it's going to be first and goal now for Broken Arrow from the 3, and they are dominating this football game.
I'd hope they'd said, you know, watch the QB. I don't think he's going to give that one, and they gave a nice run fake and pulled enough open there, and he squirted right through it.
Quintavon Cherry, a 225-pounder, 222, they list him out. He looks a biscuit over that. It's going to be first and goal now at the 7-yard line, the 3-yard line of Union. Jerry's going to keep it again and run right up the middle. Not much to do this time. As a matter of fact, he's hit right away by Mason Gibbons. They're going to give him a yard, I think, to the 2-yard line. It'll be second and goal. 5-0, Broken Arrow with 1:40 to go here in this first period.
Great job there by the interior, just making sure that there was no room for him to go through the middle. I'll tell you what, that big old 96, I'm going to have to get a register on that
Michael
fella.
Panther? Yeah, he's a big boy. Michael's a guy that they really weren't sure. They thought, all right, maybe he'll start, maybe he won't, and he just came on really strong during the year. But the guy they're really excited about is Isaiah McGuire. Second down and goal now for Broken Arrow. They're going to mark it still around the 3-yard line. Cherry once again in the shotgun. Cortez to his left. Slusher, the wide receiver, to the right. Once again, it's Cherry running to his left. He wants to throw. Bounces it at the feet of Kaiser. Incomplete, and you can tell that that is not his game. As he came to the left, he did not square himself or flip his hips around, and it's going to be third down and goal. And once again, Tate Robarge comes back.
Yeah, he lacked a little fundamentals rolling to the left there, but he can run the ball well, I tell you that.
Kaiser Newell comes in as well, so it looks like they're going to go to that I formation again, but don't be surprised if they throw out of that. Third down and goal for Broken Arrow at the Union 3-yard line. Tigers lead 5-0 with a minute to go here in this first period. Double tight. It's going to be offset fullback to the right. Cortez is the tailback. One receiver either side. Now Slusher in motion, right to left. Now Slusher goes the other way. They're going to hand it to Cortez, and he's going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. Nice misdirection there as they ran Slusher to the right, then back to the left, and then basically ran the old crossbuck, and up inside goes number 4, and it's now 11-0 Broken Arrow.
It's like one of those old wing T plays where you fake the underneath, and then you got everything moving and momentum trip. It's such a tight zone down there by the end zone. If you got everybody that takes one step, that's all you need, and it creates a lane.
Well, when coaches say get your eyes right, that's the place where that can happen. You look right, you look left, and here comes number 4, and he's not easy to stop to begin with. Snap of the hold, the kick, and that kick is up, and it is good. So with 59 seconds to go here in this first period, Broken Arrow continues their domination. Tigers 12, Union nothing. The Redskins will get it next on KRMG.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pos user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pos Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pos, in the silver box with the blue wave.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
12-0, the Broken Arrow Tigers here as we near the end of the first period here against the Union Redskins at Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Levins. Also, Richard Johns on the air here as Broken Arrow is going to kick off and once again kick it deep and out of the end zone. The Broken Arrow touchdown drive, 8 plays, 37 yards. Took him a minute and 4 seconds. The 3-yard run by Cortez and the kick makes it 12-0. And Zach, right now, offensively, Union has been bunched up, have not been able to get anything done with Darius Boone, and hasn't completed a pass. What do you do?
You've got to establish a run game, but the only way to establish a run game, if it's not there, is throw the ball. So you've got some young receivers, and the only thing I really think you've got to just do some quick game. The rollouts maybe, but just easy quicks, 3-step route, and pop it. You've just got to make sure open a little bit of zone here and there, and that'll loosen up on the front line.
It is a young receiving core that you're looking at out there. Spencer Shadle coming out to the left. You've got Pearson over to the right. 4 wide receivers now for Peyton Thompson, 1st and 10 for the Redskins from their own 20-yard line. Thompson has the quick snap, fires to his right, and that is to Shadle, and it is complete.
Get it.
And the Redskins break free at the 30, 40, 45, 50. Shadle to 45, the 40, the 35, the 30. Shadle knocked out of bounds finally by Bryce Mattiota. He broke the initial tackle, and that happens many times, Zach, when a guy tries to make the big hit, goes 57 yards, and it's first and 10, and the Redskins are cooking a bit.
Well, that's it. That's just a quick three-step drop on a slant. Like I said, you just hit some quicks, and that's exactly right. If you don't secure that tackle, you're a man on an island, and he shook the tackle and took off.
Spencer Shadle with a nice reception. So it's first down and 10 now for the Redskins. They'll mark it at the 31-yard line of Broken Arrow. They'll hand this time to Darius. He's going to get to the 30 down inside. That's around the 28-yard line. So Darius Boone, maybe the 29, gets around 3. 39 seconds to go, first period, 12-0 Broken Arrow. But the Redskins now moving a little better. They'll have second down and 7.
Not a bad. I would say that's the first time I've heard his name, so I'm going to say that's his first reception. Not a bad way to break yourself out and get loose.
That's his first one in a long time. Let's put it this way. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. The guy to the right is Shadle. Now with second down and 7 at the Broken Arrow 29-yard line, Thompson in the shotgun. He's going to once again hand to Boone, and Darius pushes forward to near the 26. He didn't get much, maybe 2. Several guys off the bottom of that pile for Broken Arrow. The first one up is Ryan Barwig, the big defensive lineman. So that's going to bring up third down and about 6, but that will also end the first period. So at the end of 1, it'll be a big third down coming up for the Redskins, and they trail 9-0 as we move to the second period. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pas, in the silver box with the blue wave.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
With 15 clinics in Northeast Oklahoma, Redbud Physical Therapy has been helping athletes overcome pain for 21 years. From sports injuries to spine care, getting the right physical therapist at the right time can make the difference between an active life or years of surgery, testing, and medications. Redbud's physical therapists help you recover quickly and with lasting results. Visit redbudpt.com or call 866-866-3893 to find the location closest to you and to schedule your first